You're listening to SBS News.
Today, the majority of South Africans, black and white, recognize that apartheid has no future.
February the 11th, 2020 marked 30 years since Nelson Mandela emerged from Victor Versteur prison a free man after living behind bars for nearly three decades. He wasted little time before becoming a central figure in guiding South Africa from the shackles of apartheid to multiracial democracy. Earlier in his life, Mandela left South Africa and travelled the continent and Europe, studying guerrilla warfare and building support for his party, the African National Congress. The ANC launched a bombing and urban guerrilla campaign against military, industrial and civil installations, but inevitably there was a human toll. At least 60 people died. However, thousands of people were murdered or disappeared by the apartheid regime, which had been in place since 1948. Mr. Mandela admitted many ANC supporters felt his preferred approach of peaceful protests wasn't working.
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people.
In 1962, Nelson Mandela was arrested and sentenced to 5 years for incitement and illegally leaving the country. While serving that sentence, he was charged with sabotage and plotting to overthrow the government and sentenced to life imprisonment in 1964. Mandela's imprisonment began with breaking rocks on the notorious Robben Island prison in Table Bay off Cape Town, a place of incarceration infamous for more than 200 years. A life sentence at this time generally meant 20 years with time off for good behaviour. Mandela was to serve 27 years. It was only then, after years of high-profile protests around the world, that South African President F.W. de Klerk made this announcement.
I am now in a position to announce that Mr. Nelson Mandela will be released at the Victor Versteur prison on Sunday, the 11th of February, at about 3 p.m.
South African TV described the moment, watched by millions around the world.
Mr. Nelson Mandela will, within seconds appear, and that will be the moment the world has been waiting for. And the crowd getting excited. There's Mr. Mandela, Mr. Nelson Mandela, a free man taking his first steps into a new South Africa.
Less than 3 months later, Mr. Mandela led an unbanned ANC delegation in the first face-to-face talks with President F.W. de Klerk and government officials. The months after his release revealed Mr. Mandela's steely side.
My power of persuasion is sufficient. I have wielded power as a prisoner without occupying any position. And Mr. de Klerk, I had to recognize that.
Mr. Mandela's election as ANC president in July 1991 gave him greater authority to negotiate with the white-led government. His vision for South Africa was clear and uncompromising.
I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity.
Nelson Mandela and F.W. de Klerk were jointly awarded the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of their efforts to end white domination and pave the way for transforming South Africa into a multiracial democracy. Although Mr. Mandela accused Mr. de Klerk's government of not doing enough to stop political and racial violence, he agreed to accept the joint prize as a gesture of reconciliation. Forgiveness and reconciliation became a hallmark of his presidency, which began a year later in 1994.
It is necessary for one to heal the wounds of the past if you're going to build your country and to have unity. I am working with people who fought me very bitterly before the elections.
It was my responsibility as the man who is leading the majority party, my responsibility to heal the wounds of the past.
His government set up the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which investigated human rights abuses, aiming to restore victims' dignity, but which also considered applications for amnesty from people who expressed remorse for committing those abuses. It was seen as a crucial component of South Africa's transition to full democracy. Mr. Mandela stepped down after serving just one term as president of South Africa in 1999. He turned out to be a hard act to follow for his political successors. Such was his worldwide reputation, particularly as he was still very much in the public eye. He finally stepped back from public life in 2004, saying he intended to spend time with his family in a life of reading and quiet reflection.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
At the time, the South African newspaper The Cape Times said he has been extremely generous with his life. It is now time we give it back to him. Nelson Mandela died 9 years later in December 2013. Alan Lee, SBS News.